terrible sight. Continuing in the Gemara, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, six lines from the end. Ze Omer Shalavosim, Ze Omer Shalavosai, Hai Aisi Sadi da Vahase Vahachla Shne Chazaka, Hai Aisi Sadi da Achla Shne Chazaka. Amr of Nachman, Oki Achila, Lavahadi Achila, Oki Ara, Becheska Zavhasa, the two Eduses of Adrios, of Achila's Gimel Shanim cancel each other out. The Rashbam says, obviously, there were Edim were made on the same 3 years. Otherwise, that would not be such an interesting sugya. They cancel each other out, and one of the guys has Ede Avos, so he wins. Amalei Rav, Edus Mucheshes he. Rav says, what do you mean? It's Edus Mucheshes. It should be stalemated, and all the Edus should be thrown out of court. Amar Leir, that's the back of the Hide Iskish Be'achilasa. Granted, there's a Hachasha, and we have to throw out all the Edus of the Achilas Gimel Shanim, but Avhasa Mis Kachosh, there's no Hachosh at the Edus Avos. So basically, the Machlokas seems to be whether, if there's Hachosh on half what they say, do we throw out all of what they say or not? Machlokas being Rav and Rav Nachman. Lema Rav Nachman, I have been reflected Rav Huna Rav Chista, come if we the Itmar, this is Gemara in Shavuos, Shtei Kitei Eidim Hamachisho Zuatzu, Amar Rav Huna Zobav Ne'atza Me'idam, Zobav Ne'atza U'me'ida. Right, basically Rav Huna says that from now on, if two Eidim are Machish, another two Eidim, from now on they're all kosher, they come by themselves, the Diyuk is clear. If Reuven and Shimon are Machish Levi and Yehuda, Reuven and Levi can't come be made anymore, because Manashach, one of them's a liar, one of them's fossil, but Reuven and Shimon can still come, Levi and Yehuda can still come. They are the Gavra. As a Gavras, they're still kosher. What do we want with these lying Edom? They're all possible. So Lame Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Rav Nachman says that we accept the other thing they said, because he's like Rav Huna, the Gavra's kosher. And Rav says we throw out everything he said is like Rav Chista, the Gavra's possible. No, I'll leave Rav Chista, Kuliyam, below Pligi. According to Rav Chista, the Gavra is possible. So everyone would agree you have to throw everything out. Keep Pligi, leave Rav Huna, who we happen to paskin like. They argue according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says they're kosher. So what's the machlokas? Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman says they're kosher, so we accept the avos. But Rava, I can look at Rav Huna, Leidus Acheres, well, Osa Eidos, lo. No, Rav Huna just says that from now on, if they come in a different Eidos, the Gavra is still kosher. But he admits within that Eidos, if half of it gets thrown out, it all gets thrown out. Okay, two. What exactly is the Yesod HaMachlokas here between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna? Between Rav Nachman and Rava? Rav Huna and Rav Chista, welcome back to Mirat Hashem. That's a very, very important role of Shas. What's the Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava? So what does Rava say? Rava says we throw everything out. They're not arguing about the Gavra. The Gavra Edom are Kosher Edom. Everyone agrees the Gavra Edom are Kosher Edom. Someone tell me in one word why Rav Huna thinks the Gavra Edom are kosher, even though we have a 50-50 suffix, whether they're, you know, basically a 50-50 suffix, they're kosher apostle, right? Because 50-50, which then liars them told the truth. So why did Rav Huna think they're still kosher?
All the Dibura.
Hazaka. No, you're getting ahead of yourself. Rav Huna says, Chazaka. Okay, so Chazaka is still kosher. Rav Chista disagrees, we're not going to discuss today. So if they're still kosher, why does Rava throw out why does Rava throw out the Avhasa? So many of the Rishonim use a, so he says right here, because it is, Rava throws out, because Eidus Achas. Eidus Achas is different, right? Eidus Achas is different. Many of the Rishonim here, I would say, even use the phrase here, Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, the Rashi, the Ritva, many of Rishonim here use that phrase. Okay, if it's one Eidus and half of it, not of the Gavra is kosher, but in terms of the Eidus, if we throw out half of it, we throw out all of it. That seems to be Rava, Eidus Achas. Says Rava, the Eidos Achas, right? We're not going into this phrase, but let's say And batla miktsasa. Batla kula. Okay, so what does Rav Nachman think? Keep in mind, we hold like Rav Nachman. What does Rav Nachman think? What are, let's say, two ways Rav Nachman could disagree with Rava?
The Rash emphasizes how he calls it two different Eduyot. We don't call it one Eduyot, Eduyot Avos and Eduyot Zaka. He definitely said the Eduyot Avos and the Eduyot
Where do you see this in the Rashbam? Which Rashbam?
And explaining Rav Nachman's Shita.
Which do you wear mask on? Labor of Nachman, Shemachter, Aedus. Make it sound like it is Edus Acheres, although that's all before we get to the Maskana, so quite possibly, but who is, what you're saying is Rav Nachman thinks it's not Edus Achas. Okay, who's more explicit about that? Who's very explicit that Rav Nachman thinks it's not Edus Achas? So I think the Me'iri is. If you look in the Me'iri here, I think the Me'iri is very explicit. Again, the response, it's hard to come to a firm conclusion that these are all within the Shakvataria. You know, when you get to the last line of the Shakvataria, he doesn't say how Rav Nachman would exactly respond, but for quite possibly, if you look in the Me'iri here, says the Me'iri, he says, give me a second. They're like two different eduyos, and I think you have to put that meiri together with the next paragraph. What is saying in the next paragraph? That's the middle. In the next paragraph, he says, meaning two paragraphs later, etc. He says, listen to this. Give me a second. At the end of Dermasel Shtei Kitei Edim, of Mikol Makom, he says, the Osa Edus Atma Shehu Chishuba, within the Edus there was Hachasha, hold the Ksatmer for Osa Edus Atma Shehu Chishu, since there was Hachasha in some of the part of that Edim, if there was Hachasha in part of their Edus, Hu Chishuba Vla Kol Osa Edus Mikol Makol, sorry, Ein Don Alpiam Klal Va Afila Bedover Chalo Hu Chishuba, he says very clearly, if there's an Eidos and there's Hachasha, it's Mevatel, even the part there was no Hachasha. Because, Bala Kolosa Eidos Bekobakol, read it again. Mekom Lakom, Ba'osa Eidos Ba'atma Shehuchashuba, ain't done an LPM Klal, Ba'afil of a Dar Shalohuchashuba. In that Eidos itself, you're not done. Even in Dar Shalohuchashuba, even the part there's no Hachasha is thrown out of court. Meaning he says, I agree within one Eidos, he agrees. Again, he's speaking of Rav Nachman. So like, within one Eidos, but here, Avhasa and Shnei Chazak is two Eidos. So says the Me'iri, and maybe the Rashbam as well. It's just hard to tell because the Rashbam is like within the Havminas. We're not sure if it would be different than Maskana. He says the Me'iri. He says, Modeh de'im huchash huchashu b'miktas batla kol ha'edos aval edos avos v'edos chazaka shtei eduyosein. So the machlokas for Rav Nachman, is this one edos or is this two eduyos? That's machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman. I think the Tosfos Rid sees it differently. If you look at the Tosfos Rid here, sorry, this is very long, and I admit it was long, and then he brings a whole like a rihalavan, I think, and then says how it's totally wrong, doesn't make any sense, and so we get a little distracted. But in the Tosos Rid, what does he say here? I'll just read you part of the Tosos Rid. He says, "Aval hacha da asid av hasav achila biyachad hin edus achas shekol zein omer lahamid sadez et biyado." This is edus achas, he says. Usmirle. He's within Rava. The Be'edus Achas lo pokinu dibura el kosher uchso mixed Be'edus kinu uchso kula. Rava holds Be'edus Achas. We're not pokinu dibura if he's uchso b'mixas uchso kula. I'll read it again to you. Sphirlein Rava. The Be'edus Achas lo pokinu dibura el kosher uchso mixas ha'edus kinu uchso kula. From Nachman Sphirlein, the gam Be'edus Achas pokinu dibura. The Rin has a very different approach to the way he reads what my quote is. They both admit Be'edus Achas. Rava says Be'edus Achas. So says the Tosos Rin, he has a different approach. He says, no, Molde, Yechoshev to Eidos Achas. But what does he hold? He holds it even in Eidos Achas. You don't say Balam Sasa Balam Kula. Rather, you say Palgina Dibura. After all, Rava himself is the champion of Palgina Dibura in Sanhedrin of Yalaf, right? Rava is the one there who says Palgina Dibura. Right, so Rava holds the, and so even Rava Kolsky and Rav Nachman. Okay, we'll get back in a second. More Rav Nachman is Moda, but Aval Afilu Be'edos Achas Halginan Dibura below Batla Kula. Oh, I got ahead of myself. So according to this, which is a beautifully matzmach focus, Rav Nachman holds, according to the Tosfos Rid, Rav Nachman holds Valdina Dibura. And Rava holds Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bala Kula. But that can't be, because Rava is the one in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph, right? It's Daf Yud Aleph. It doesn't matter. Who says, Palgina Dibura. So it can't be quite that Pashat. The Tosfos Rid knows that, meaning that was big part of the discussion here, right? Here's Rava. Daf Yud. Sorry, okay, good thing I checked. Daf Yud. And Amar Rava. My last one, the Pagina Dibura. Okay, Rava says Pagina Dibura. What's the case? Where? You bermayed about something that involved yourself and someone else, right? Ploni Rivani Lertsoni, I did an Avera together with Ploni. So you're Neman on Ploni, even though you're obviously not Neman on yourself, because Pogin Dibur or Ploni Baal Ishti, right? Where you're not allowed to testify about your right, you're Neman on Ploni and not about Ishti, because Palginan Dibura. So if Rav is the champion Palgin Dibura, happy with Hulk's Vermeer of Nachman here. So explain the Tosfos Rid, no problem. Everyone agrees, both. Well, what's the obvious difference between our case of Palgina Dibura and the case of our Bittel Mikzas and the Bittel Mikzas in Sanhedrin? The Bittel Mikzas in Sanhedrin, why was it Bittel Mikzas? Why was it Bittel Mikzas in Sanhedrin? When I say Ploni or Va'ani Lertoni or Ploni Baal Ishti? Because of Kurva, Adam Kurvates Alasmo, right? That was we can call that a technical tone. Right? Why was there a bittul mikzas here? Because of hachashva. Hachashva is not a technical psul. Hachashva is a 50-50 chance of lying, is basically an aspersion on the truth of my testimony. So he says very positive. According to the Rid, what's the machlokas? According to the Rid, it's that the kuli alma, because mochik from Sanhedrin, the kuli alma. How Yinan Dibura. And how Psol Kurva. Al Mitzah Saidos. The question is, what is more than Psol Kurva? What if it's a soul of Sheker? I'm saying 50-50 Sheker, but how much is the month where there's Psol Kurva? Because Kurva, okay, if you look at Tommy and Mitzvos, maybe Kurva is also Psol Sheker. Not, but it's not a real, it's not an actual reason that you're lying. Here we have 50-50 proof that you're lying. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is about soul of hachosha, which is 50% chance proven that you're lying, which is a 50% chance of sheker, not just a technical soul that the Tami Amitzos might be, because there's some far out chash of sheker. Right? What about if soul hachosha? When it comes to soul hachosha, a Rav Nachman still says, Pagina Tibura. And Rava says, no, this is more chomer, says, but lakula, and the difference is obvious, because this is a substantive chash, and not merely a technical psal. For a technical psal, everyone agrees, Pagina Dibura. Okay, the right, it's in for a technical psal, not everyone necessarily agrees, Pagina Dibura, the famous right, according to the Rav Nachman. But that's what the machlokas seems to be. How far do we take Pagina Dibura? Right? Hachasha, it seems to be super hachasha. It's hachasha 50-50 or one, telling the truth. So that's common sense. How far do we take Pagina Dibura? Rav Nachman takes Pagina Dibura to an extreme. That regardless of what the problem is, we can only say, no, each sentence you say, each word you say is totally separate, and one is not about the other. It's as if you just came into, one is not about the other. Well, Rava says, no, if you have a technical soul and half your egos, we can malvin and dibura and accept the other half. But if you have a chash checker in half your egos, then we cannot... a well-founded shasheker, then we can't accept the other half.
Could you say it in the reverse? Not that for Nachman, he takes Pagina and Dibura to an extreme, but he holds that there's no din of Batla Mitzvah Kula by Achasha.
I mean, okay, fair enough. Correct. I mean, you could say it's not a question of Pagina and Dibura to extreme, it's a question of how far to take Batla Mitzvah Batla Kula, right? But Nachman thinks that whatever part of what you say is suspicious, all of what you say is suspicious. And Rava does not think so. Or the other way around. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So there we have the machlokas about when you have a hachasha, which is more covered than technical soul, do you say Pagina Dibura or do you say Batla Kula? And according to the Meiri, it's very pasha. Rava holds that Avhasa Veshnei Chazaka are Eidos Achas, and Rav Nachman holds that they are Shtei Eduyos. Okay, Machlokas, whether it's one Eidos or whether it is two Eduyos. Here it, at a certain point, it then becomes hard to say exactly why they argue about that. Partially because we're not exactly sure what made Rava call them Eidos Achas. What made Rava call it Eidos Achas? Right? Rava is clearly that Eidos Achas. What made Rava call it an Eidos Achas? That seems to be the discussion of the Tosfos de Maraskal Amrli Rava. Amlamed Aleph, Amlamed Aleph. Right? Comparing within Rava. Right? Why does Rava think it's Eidos Achas? Well, that has to do with the comparison of Avhasa and Chazaka to Gneiva and Tvichu Mechira, which is the topic of Tosfos de Maraskal Amrli Rava. So let's look for a second at Tosfos de Maraskal Amrli Rava and see why does Rava think it's Eidos Achas. Again, whether you're the reader or the Meiri, Rava thinks it's Eidos Achas. He says that in the Gemara. The question is only Rava thinks. Why does Rava consider it Eidos Achas? So, Tosfos asks the question. Sorry, Tosfos. Yes, a question, Astira. From our Gemara to the Sugya in Meruba in Babakana, the Fayim Bezim Beis, Haim Gimel of Aleph. According to Rava, Rava holds here that whatever you call it, it's not Batla Kula. All right, that's the Rava holds here that it's not Batla Kula. However, in Bava Kamma, he has a case where they were Mayed, two Edom were Mayed on Gneva and Tvicha Mechira at the same time, right? The dovi stole a cow and he shechted it. Tos says, Tema Amai Hava Yidus B'chashar, Rava Islik Ru, Perkse Bor, De Eid Bor, Zomim, Mikan Lahaba, Unefsol, and Eid Zomim is only possible for the time he gets Hazamad, not from the time originally testified, below Mifsol, El Mishad, De Iskechosh, the Islam the Maymar, Achilasa Deskachus Kachus, Amhasalos Kachus, Los Kachus, the Hafi Amar Maruba. So he starts out saying, well, if Rava holds an Eid Zomim is only possible from the time he's contradicted and not from the time he testified, then why not say when he testified he was perfectly okay? But now he brings a concrete case that's a steamer. The Huzmo, Alatficha, Yalagneva, the Huzmo, Avagav, the Tok, the Deeper Heido, Alagneva, Alatficha, the Rava came to me, Ayashai to come Itzmi, who to come Itzli, Atficha, the Itzum, Itzum, Alagneva, Glow, Itzum, Low, Itzum. Okay, that's all true. If you look up the Mar there, Tosus is quoting the Mar there accurately. What happened? It was a similar case. The Edom said two things. And they were not hachashad, but hazamad, which is even more chomer, because hachashad is 50-50, and gavra is still kasher. Hazama is 100%, we believe the mazimim over the muzamim, and the gavra is possible for the rest of his life. That if they were huzam on the tvicha, then the tvicha is batal, but the geneva is still valid. So again, two edim are made, that dovi stole a cow, and with tokei yibur, same sense. Stole the cow and shechted it. They say he stole the cow Monday Golden Green, and he shechted it Tuesday in Leeds. And then they come and say Tuesday you could have been in Leeds, you were in Plymouth, which is very far from Leeds. And they were hazam on the ficha, but he still chayv kifal for the neighbor. Okay, so that's the stira that Tosfos asked. How come over here, Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, let's say, again, where do we use that phrase? You should use that as a shorthand. But over there, no, the Tzvicha is Batal and the Geneva is still, Kedekayim. How do you answer that Stira? And Toso says it depends on the two Lashonos as to why Rava thinks that Zome, Mikan, Lahava, whom, if so. Right now, someone might ask me a question soon that I don't have an answer to. But let's hope you don't. He says, if the reason why Eid Zomim is only possible, we kind of have this, because Eid Zomim is a chiddush, right? That's one of the brother. Eid Zomim is a chiddush, too. Then it makes sense. Eid Zomim is a chiddush. So it's only a chiddush the Eid Zomim, so that his testimony, is possible. If it's only a chiddush that his testimony is possible, then okay, we're only going to possible one half, but not the other half. It's a chiddush. You don't do more than the chavoyel if you do so. You don't do more than the chiddush. However, now you can ask me a question. I figured out the answer. However, by hachashka, it's not a chiddush that his testimony is possible. It is as far as testimony possible. It's 50-50. Don't you do it? You can't. You have to have this on both of them. And therefore, over here, it's as far as that is possible. Therefore, we'll say, Batman Sasa, Batman Kufa. Okay. Tosfos says that's one possible answer to answer the question. The reason why Tosfos doesn't love that is because there are two deus in the Gemara why Rava thinks a zome mikamila Batman if so. And the other deus because of Seda de la Kufos. And if it's because of Seder de Lukukos, then there's no difference in Hazama and Hachasha. What does Seder de Lukukos mean? It means that any aid who is discovered to have been possible, we're matur until the discovery, so it would just be bad for commerce. If you could retroactively start invalidating all kinds of aidos, and that would be too disruptive to the world of commerce. Just imagine. You know, we retroactively now discover that Steve Kamenetsky is possible Edo since 2016. And he's a big lawyer. And since then, he has signed as an aide on 300 contracts. You know, now they're all possible. Now, basically, we have to take every DNA momentos since 2016 and turn it on its head. And everyone doesn't own what they think they own and owns what they don't think they own. And whoever thought they won lost. And it's just ridiculous. And it will impede commerce. And therefore, okay, Midrabanan or Mastrahan. If so, then if Midrabanan, we are, if Midrabanan
we're Machshir Lemafreya, the Ithmi Darbana, we're Machshir Lemafreya. In the case of David speaking with you, we should do the same here. So let's just pass the Stira. Here is the Stira asked by Tosfos. Here we have Baba Basra Stira, and it's all in the Shita of Rava. Baba Basra, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and Baba Kama, Ayin Gimel, Lamed Aleph. In Baba Basra, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, what do we say? We say that Im Huchash Bechazaka, Huchash Be'avos. And here we say, Im Huzam Bigneva, Lo Huzam, that they do some kosher, no, who's on the tficha, right? And who's on the tficha, but it has to be that way. If you're assuming that you never stole, then it would be irrelevant whether you shaft it. And who's on the tficha, and he's, it is kosher of the name, but that is the stira. So it's the first answer of Tosos. The first answer of Tosos is that this is it would be cool if I asked a question. Okay, this is Hazama, which is a Kiddush, and this is Hachasha, which is not a Kiddush. Okay, never question. Okay, so we don't have to possible the other half of their egos. Hazama is a Kiddush, and therefore Ein Lecha Bo. Elochidushos. Well, Hachosha is the Smara, and therefore Mismara, we throw out all the ages. Okay, but that only works. What's the weakness? The weakness is it's only one Manda Omar in Baba Kama. That's why we need to come on to a. Okay. Do a second.
It's because a lot of people have to lie yesterday. That's why they're not asking this question. I'm not going to give it to you.
That means come up with a second answer. What if you should say to the Lakuchos? Now, what does Tosas have a Havin or Banco to Yish Omer?
What could you answer? But it's not even such a good answer. You can answer, if we only say what they said until now is Kosher because of say to the Lakuchos, that's only in a case where there are Lakuchos. But in our case, there's no Seidah de Lakuchos, it's about Egos Avos. Yes?
This is about the first, kind of just the question. I don't really understand why is it fair to compare Hazama to Hachasha? I mean, who says that these are the same things? Meaning,
it's fair to compare them in one direction, right? Because Hazama is stronger than Hachasha, right? So Hachasha means you 50-50, and we pass like Rahuna that you're still Kosher, and Hazama is 100% you're wrong. So if even it has dumb it's not mevatel the other half of your testimony, then it's a valid question.
I mean, because we're claiming, everybody's claiming that they're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So when I testify the opposite thing that you're testifying, the content, then that's just a weaker version of saying that you're. But it's not. It doesn't feel to me that it's really on the same plane, because on the one hand, I'm saying you're not an aid at all. You're not aid to this case. Versus. You have false information. I mean, you may very well have been there, but I don't think that the loan was for 200. I think it was for 100.
Okay, but is that really going to give a? But is that really going to answer Joseph's question? I mean, what are you saying? You want to say
the answer to the question is? Question. I just don't understand the question. I'm not trying to.
The question is that
Rav Lifkinsky would say you're making a distinction without a difference. That yes, it's different that way, but that shouldn't affect the question of throwing out the other half of your ages.
You should still put out the other half of your aegis. After all, what's the difference if two aegis come and say you were never there to see it, or two aegis come and say you were there, you might have been there, but that's not how it happened. Either way, you're lying. And if even when you're vadai lying, you don't throw out the other half of what you said, pulse you when you're stuffing. Why, when you're stuffing lying, don't grow throw out the other half of your set? Yeah, it's not a question of not. It's a question of growth, because growth is involved. So yes. Okay, what some people want to say is that, if... But this is not, I saw no Rishon who actually thinks that works. The Tosfos just says, don't even think this. And Ramban says, see, Shomer, that you're so stupid. You could say that, maybe, really, if the reason why Eid Zomim is
not possible, my phrase only possible now is to say to Lukuchos. Maybe that's only when there's a loss to Lukuchos. But all Edus that's not about Lukuchos, he is possible, my Freya. And therefore, since our case is not about Lukuchos, right? Because the Shnei Chazak is thrown out of court. It's about whose father belonged to, not about buying something, just about whose father it was. Then it should be possible. That's not going to work because, like, the Neiman Shvikul, he was also not Lukuchos. And so, this proves that if you take Lukuchos, you make a low total across the board. It's not to Lukuchos. So, so what's the answer to the question? How do we resolve this stira? So what does the Riva say to resolve this stira? And Tosfos Mekama, each in their own way, right? Is this, there's the Riva. What does the Riva say to answer the stira? It says, don't say one has to say to Lukuchos, one doesn't. In our case, don't say to Lukuchos because there's no Lakira. It's the Igus Hobos that we're thinking about. And that's not about Lakicha. And in Baba Kamba, don't say to Lakuchos, because it's just the neighbor. The neighbor's not Lakicha. Obviously, the Manda Amar, who says that you're kosher until it's discovered. So, say to Lakuchos, thanks to kosher for everything as a low plug. So, what did the Riva answer the question? And what did Tosos in the end answer the question? And Tosos in Baba Kamba gives the same answer. Norman also suggests this.
He looks at the payment of the Kepo versus the valid behavior.
It's the same word, partly different. He says, what is the Riva saying? Says the Riva, you have more. The Riva narrows the Logami Hakloch Lagi Ruva, the Hussam Gnevo, Tvika Tre Mili Ninhu. He doesn't come out and say, maybe in Tosfos Bavakama, he a little more clearly says the magic word. In Tosfos Bavakama, let's see if he says the magic word there. If not, I'll say the magic word. He says eight of the achas versus shei duyot. Right. Basically, what does? Here's what Tosu says. Here's also what Tosu said. Tosu says very positive. In Baba Kama, it's shei duyot. Here it's Eidos Achas. After all, that's the whole sheet of Rava. In Baba Kama, Shtei Eduyos. Here it's Eidos Achas. And Shtei Eduyos, even if you're 100% disproven on half of it, it doesn't hurt the other half, so Shtei Eduyos. But in our study, it's Eidos Achas. So even if you're only something 50-50 disproven on half of it, it disproves all of it.
I thought you were always saying something a little bit more technical, meaning.
He was, but I think that's within this. Give me a second. With this shot, Tosa went out in the end. Mihu Akati, the Choshul Gemara is a Cheres Lossi Shaper. He says, well, it's the Maskana of the Gemara Rabba says he's Kuvaytis Achas. And the Hagni Gemara, they didn't think Rabba was Kuvaytis Achas. So it doesn't work so well in the Havamina. And that's in Tosa Bamkamu also. And the Rabbah says, Lafi, the Maskana, it works. That's not such a big weakness because it's okay to have an answer that doesn't work more than the Havamina. That should be Lafi, the Havamina. There was another problem we also could have pointed out. But we didn't bother because it works with the Maskana. So that's a slight, it's not really a weakness. That's a tiny weakness, right? That's why he says, umihu. Meaning, it's not a problem. It's not like I need another answer. That it only works in the Maskana here. Because in the Maskana here, Rava says, Ibizaka. So it's working off the Maskana, which is fine. It's okay to have an answer that only works in the Maskana. Mihu, taka, the Havmiya doesn't work. Not the end of the world, and therefore Tosfos Bavakama doesn't even view it as a tiny weakness. He just makes a ha'ara. He just says the Yeshlam I deal the mind with the Chalik Hasim and also Eidos the Cheres. According to the Sugya, in the end there's one Eidos, the same Eidos, different Eidos. It all works out beautifully. The Rabban also says at the end here, he says that but according to Maskana it works fine. So that's one answer. The difference Shtei Eduyos and Eidos Achas. Okay, the Rabban will just point out has a technical answer, which. I'm not sure why Tosa didn't think of. You know, it's a technical answer. It's not. I don't think Tosa disagreed fundamentally, but the Ramban is a technical answer. I put in brackets. It's not so exciting. And then we'll come back to Ozzy's point. He says, I'm just making a kenta here. The okinta here is that, remember, the whole issue is, are they possible edus only from when they're discovered, Mikhalahava, or from when they originally testified, Lamafreya? Just make an okinta in our case that they were discovered at the same time they testified, meaning the hachlasha happened the same time as their edus. Happened the hachlasha happened the same time as their edus.
That's not close.
And what is called the Masachas Halakhli?
Deeper.
He says, no problem. He says, in this case, they Kuzmu Achar Kidei Deeper. And in that case, they are the if they're Huzma Akar Kdeb, if they're Huzma Akar Kdeb, then Chazal only goes there that their Aedus is Puzzle, me, Kanu Bahama, but here, Huzmu, they make it Okimta. Okimta. The Okimta is Huzmu Tok Kdeb Leidusan, and therefore, no problem. In both cases, we say only the Kanu Bahu Nifsal. Both cases we say we can't have a so. However, we can't have a in Baba Kama means only for one time after they testify. So the other half of their testimony is okay. We can't have a here means for the moment they testify. So their whole edos is possible. So in both cases, we can have a nifsal equals only after their edos. And here it's only Mikan Ulahaba who nifsal, but that equals Milachatchila Mishasei Dusa, because through Tokne Eber, it's as if they were already nifsal from the time they testified. Okay, that is the. Now, as he pointed out, that maybe you meant to point this out, that when it comes to Tosus's answer, Tosus Soda Maskara, Tosus Mother Kamen, the Riva here are saying it very differently. Let me ask a simple question. Why is our case more Eidos Achas than Gneva Utvicha, and here it gets a little tricky. Don't say it's Eidos Achas because it's about the same land. Because Gneva and Utvicha is about the same cattle, so you have to be a little better. So why is our case more Eidos Achas than Gneva Utvicha? The other answer is my similar case is not more Eidos Achas than Gneva Utvicha.
It's the consequence of the Eidos.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say.
Are you trying to say the Riva or Tosaf of the Kama?
The Riva.
Okay, what does the Riva say?
The Riva says that, well, Maisa, even if all you had left was the Avos, the other guy's Avos Chazaka is still something present, and therefore your Avos Avos wouldn't be able to beat out his Avos Chazaka independently.
Okay, I didn't think he was saying a Chiddush. Let me say it over in different words, and if I'm disagreeing with you, you can tell me if you still disagree. Because by Geneva and Mechira, the Eidos Geneva could work without the Eidos Mechira. Okay, you couldn't have vice versa, I understand, but the Eidos Geneva is what we're trying to figure out if it's possible or not. The Eidos Geneva could work with the Eidos Mechira, you're just behind Kepha. But over here, the Eidos Avos could not work without Eidos Chazaka. Why? Because if I have Eidos Avos and you have Eidos Chazaka, that's exactly the case of most of the Aflam and Aleph, and Aleph. And all you have to do is say, Samkhali Kidab Hasi, or Abosai Shalakhum Abosecha, and you could win. Meaning over here, it's more Eidos Achas, because when I have Eidos Avos, I still need the Eidos Chazaka to help this Eidos Avos work, because it could lose that Eidos Chazaka. Now, whether or not it'll lose that Eidos Chazaka depends what you say, right? If I have Eidos Avos, you have Eidos Chazaka, and you say, no, I insist that if purely that my answers are always own that, you'll lose. That's, don't say me, you're welcome. But if you're smart and you say, of course I want to use my Eidos Chazaka, some of them are possible. Or,
No, I'm both saying Lachum and Busecha, and I saw them there, you know, Echad Abor Jatosos, or Edith, they were there, you know, Echad Abor, the other Rishonim, etc. Then you could win. So I think that the Riva is saying, since it's Taloi Bo, therefore it counts as Edith Achas. So says the Riva, because the Eidos Avos needs the Eidos Chazaka. Otherwise, it won't help you win. So that makes it Eidos Achas.
But isn't the other guy's Eidos Chazaka also be Matish? And therefore, just Eidos Avos are nothing.
Yeah, but you're going out of order. I have Eidos Avos and Chazaka. You have Eidos Chazaka. Right? So I have Eidos Avos, you have Eidos Chazaka, but I have Eidos Avos plus Chazaka. What's the relationship between my Eidos Avos and Eidos Chazaka? The answer is, you can't hold them two separate things. Because my Eidos Avos would have lost. If I only had Eidos Avos and you had Eidos Chazaka, I would have lost. If you had been smart enough to say, Kidav Hasi, or because as we hold like Ula, or if you had been smart enough to say, Lukuliyama, Avos Eilachon Yosecha. I need the Eidos Chazaka in order for my Eidos Avos to be effective, to win. My Eidos Avos is worthless at Eidos Chazaka. I need the Eidos Chazaka, my Eidos Avos to win. Then before the Huchash, before we're Huchash, before I bring my Eidos Chazaka, we ask, what's the nature of this Eidos Chazaka? Am I bringing a separate Eidos, or am I bringing part of the same Eidos? The answer is part of the same Eidos, because the Eidos Avos need the Eidos Chazaka in order to accomplish anything. Again, assuming you give the best kindness you can give. And therefore, the next time where you say, Achas, as most can even Tzvicha, when I bring Eidos Gneva, then I also bring Eidos Tzvicha, I don't need the Eidos Tzvicha to accomplish anything with Gneva. The Eidos Tzvicha to accomplish a separate thing.
Maybe a like one of the last question maybe statement. So differently. And I didn't think that it was he was saying that before the Hakata happened, because Lamaisa, the case is not a case. There may be some reason something similar, but the case is not a case of Eidos Avos versus Chazaka. Mm-hmm. So that was either a fetish in the fact that even post Hakata, we still view the Eidos as like being present in some regard. Meaning that the Eidos Avos is still going to have to contend with the others. It's Eidos Chazaka, even though it's already been Huchash.
And most of me is saying theoretically.
Yeah, meaning Levites are not going to passing anything based off of those Eidos Chazaka, but they're still relevant. As opposed to some of the other Rishonim seem to find more of like, once there's Hakata, we discount it entirely. We don't focus on the Eidos at all. Or you could say that you need the guy who has Eidos Avos also needs his Eidos Chazaka to be Machish. The Aegis Chazaka, the other guy, in order for his Aegis Avos in theory be, you know, to the way. Because otherwise it would just be.
That's what I was saying, no?
That I can buy meaning.
Yeah. That the guy who's the Aegis Avos needs the Aegis Chazaka also. Otherwise the Aegis Avos is worthless.
I mean, he needs it to be. I'm just saying, like, I thought he was talking already with the Nachash.
You keep hinting at this Hakir and the Achrovit. It's not found in this language in Shas. Of trade fake Manda Isa, maybe it's over Shana Dor, nonetheless, let's say. You know, you want to be Ptolemy on that. If you view the trade tray as if neither of them testify anything, then it wouldn't be. I'm not sure if that's going to work so well. I'm something about that. I'm not sure if that's the issue here. I know you keep hinting at that. Because Lomaisa, whether you view it as. Or maybe you're saying if you view it as Mandi'is, no. Let me think about it. Let's come back to it. However, Tosfos and Bava Kamma, I think, says something slightly different than Riva. Slightly. What does Tosfos and Bava Kamma say? Tosfos and Bava Kamma says that he says, Kein shehuchtu meshakana osa karka su lo mehem ni'ala. Aval hacha afi shehuchtu meshakana al tzvicha lo huchtu meshakana al gneva lo choshtu laka osa ikas. Okay, I guess he doesn't say terribly much, but he definitely doesn't say the Riva. He doesn't talk about whether one would have worked without the other or not. He says, this is Osa Karka? Here, no, Gneva and Tzvicha are not the same Aegis. What does he mean by that? I don't think he means same Chetza, because Gneva and Tzvicha are also same Chetza, same cow. I steal one cow, shecht another cow. That's not relevant. Obviously, shechting was stolen one cow, shechting the same cow. So I don't think he means same Chetza, different Chetza. And then Gneva and Tzvicha are the same. I think what he means here is, right? Same result or different result. Eidos Avos and Eidos Chazaka are the same result that I get the karka. The Neva and Tzvicha are different results. One is Bekefel, one is Bedal Behe. So I think what he means is that it's Eidos Akas because of the same result. Even if one wouldn't be totally on the other. No, it's the same result. If one's a chiddush, don't you say it's a chiddush, one is totally on the other, because one is only totally on the other. Not to mention that you have to figure out logically, like theoretically, if you have this, but also it all depends what the other guy type is. If you tiny certain things, one is totally on the other, if you type other things, it's not. No, it's just a question. Eidos Avos and Eidos Chazaka are the same. Are the same Eidos because they're both have the exact same result. I get this land. Eidos Tzvicha and Eidos Geneva are totally different Eidos because they have totally different results. So I think that's a Tosafot about what Kama means. I'm fairly confident that's being Bosa Karka means not the Cheft of the Karka because then it's the Cheft of the cow. No, the results of the Karka. They're both trying to give me the Karka. And the post here, where one part of Eidos is trying to give me cake bell, and one is trying to give me Dalet Behei. So he'd say because it's the exact same result. Both of them are trying to prove that it is my karka. And as opposed to a different result with name and dalbe, clearly it's totally different results. So that's different ways of saying how this is the same. Now, okay, at a certain point, I mean, so, you know, there's so many possibilities that it's almost not worth discussing them anymore. But Yesla Ayin now, let's go back to Rabba. Rabba says it's the Eidos Achas. Why does Rabba think, and it's controversial, right? We're not going to consider that Eidos Achas. Why does Rabba think our case is Eidos Achas? Well, we have two possibilities. Why Rabba thinks our case is Eidos Achas within this. You could say that according to the Riva, because Avos needs Chazaka. Or you could say according to Tosafot Bava Kama, because it's the exact same result. Of course, there are other things you can say also. These are only if you want to make this more Eidos Achas than Tzvicha Mechira. Perhaps we'll give this answer. If you don't want to differentiate it from Tzvicha Mechira, right, this is if you need to say that Gneva and Tzvicha Gneva and Tzvicha are Shtei Eduyos. If you're willing to say that Gneva and Tzvicha are also Eidos Achas, then, and at this point, just, you know, I'm speculating because I'm not going to get to interesting results, just in many ways. Say, you can also say it's Eidos Achas if you want to make it Okipta because it was Nemar Tov Kedei Dibur. Maybe whatever said Tov Kedei Dibur is Eidos Achas. Or you could say because it's why is it Eidos Achas? Because it's about the same chetza, because it's about the same chetza. Right, when the Rashbam says an Amud Beis, says the Rashbam an Amud Beis, but also Eidos to also karka atzma, lo, also Eidos also karka. So it could be, you know, he meant like Tosafot Bava Kama, or it could be just the same chesed. He's not like Tosafot Bava Kama. He's not trying to answer the question with Neva and Tzvicha. So it's not exactly clear what makes it Osa Eidos and what makes it, you know, what makes it Osa Eidos. And then, obviously, why Rav Nachman disagrees would not be 100% clear. Also, I'll just point out that the Tosafot Rid thinks it's Pashat that that it's that it was said that it was said Tokdei Dibur. But if it wasn't said Tokdei Dibur, it would be different. And he could fit as things. It's not Tokdei Dibur. Okay, so we have different explanations. And then obviously Rav Nachman, why Rav Nachman disagree? Let me just take 1 second. Why Rav Nachman disagree? He'd obviously have to disagree with one of these Hagdaros. I'll just point out something interesting that perhaps you could say, and this is just, you know, I'm not going to make much of it. If you hold like Tosafot Bava Kama, which is probably the simplest dot, then because of the exact same result, and I think the Ramban also sounds that way. I think if the Ramban here also sounds like Tosafot Bava Kama, I'll read you the Ramban. You'll tell me if you agree or disagree. Says the Ramban when he asks this question. He says,
Give me a second. He said, give me a second. Okay, no, he doesn't say
too much there. Okay, Kitzer, if you all that tells about Makama, why would Nachman disagree? He says the same result makes it one Eidos. Why would Nachman think it's not one Eidos? It could be that Nachman would say, well, same result, but different story. I'm saying you've lived here for the last 3 years. That's a totally different story than your ancestors lived here 40 years ago. Perhaps there might be some machlokas as to how to determine what's called one eidos, what's called two eidos. Does the same result make it one eidos, or does the same story make it one eidos? And here it's a different story. This would tie to a famous criteria in eidos. To what extent is eidos testifying that a certain result is true, or testifying that a sort of certain story happened? Might tie into the famous machlokas Tanoim. If two eidos each say the same result for a different reason, are they conspiring or not? Or show by karcha. But I'll leave that to, at this point, I don't have any proofs for anything, or even any basis for anything. So you can say whatever you want. It might be interesting that perhaps it could be, Rava says, what do you mean it's one eidos? Because both the same result. Or not, might say that. No, it's two eidos. They're two different stories, 40 years apart. Maybe they're arguing whether the ikar of the eidos is the story or the ikar of the eidos is the result, but we don't know. Okay, so that is in terms of the etzem Rava and Rav Nachman.
Perhaps another Pshat and Bavah comes, perhaps a bit from the Duke. Could one argue that the Eidus about the Karka is Eidus about the Chifetz? But in Tvichat Mechir, we don't care that the cow is no longer here. It's more about the Maisa of the gun. Meaning, if he wouldn't have done Tvichat Mechir specifically and he just dropped it down off a cliff, so then he wouldn't need to pay Arba Bachanesh. So the Eidus and the Geneva is the Eidus of a Maisa Geneva, and the Eidus and the Tzvichah is made about Maisa Tzvichah, and it's nothing to do with the Chayfetz.
Two different mindset as opposed to here, they're the same Chayfetz, because one is a Chayfetz, after all, one is on a Knas, and has to do with the Maisa. That's interesting, meaning to say that, here it's the same Chayfetz, and there it's not the same Chayfetz, because it's not a thing in the Chayfetz, it's in the Maisa. I think you certainly could say that. Says Dovi, that here it's the same chetza, and it's a din in the chetza. As opposed to there, it's the same chetza, but it's a din in the maisa, because obviously, if you're arguing whether to give the cow back, that would be din in the chetza. I apologize. I figured that since you were already married, then you didn't need to necessarily use Brisker terminology. But never hurt me. Chaim, when you get a chance. Okay, so that's the basic Rava and Rav Nachman, what they're arguing about, really the foolish machlokes between the Tosfot and the Ebrei. Let's see what he likes next. He always likes to say that, well, Rava's making two assumptions, which then Rav Nachman talking about. And he is, Rava's assuming big zachas, and that once the big zachas, it's all bottom. What is the Nachman arguing? Either he thinks not Eidus Achas, or he thinks it is Eidus Achas, but we don't care which of the first machlokas Rishonim, even if it is a machlokas between some of the Rishonim often considered more obscure. Let's go on to.
You want to discuss the Tosfos brings the Rabbeinu Yitzchak of the switch of the order?
No, because he really seems to have good reasons for not liking that Rabbeinu Yitzchak, so I'm going to leave that. Okay. I don't know what the Masechta says about it. Do the Masechta think Rabbeinu Yitzchak's right?
No, they don't think that sort of thing.
All right, the Seder. It would be cool if they're not going to claim anything of their own, but you never know. There are a lot of Sfarim out there, which probably haven't read the Tosfos Rid, so it's not going to help us so much. I don't know how many Achronim out there read the Tosfos Rid, but certainly at least the modern ones. Good as the Tosfos Tosfos Rid, then which was second. Some of them were published earlier, some later. Okay, let's go on to another aside topic, which is Tosfos de Bermasco Vizzo. Ask Tosfos de Bermasco Vizzo, a very, very, very famous question. Chaim, when you get a chance, please.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Excellent. Thank you. Sorry. Tema. Bein Rav Hu, Bein Rav Chista, Nem Ninhu L'Basroi, B'migudi, B'yfaslin Olkami, B'gaz L'Nus. Whenever there's Hachasha, why do you say it's a stalemate, 50-50?
just say the second one's over his Naman because they have amigo. What's the amigo? Migo, they could have said the first one's our Gazlanim and then Bimavatal their Adam and disprove and passel them Avadai. So believe them that they're not Gazlanim, they're just Adam Shakranim. And they're passel Avadai. Here's the same question anyone says Adam and Kiddush, right? Meaning, why is Adam and Kiddush? Obviously, the second ones are Naman, they have amigo. And how do we know, by the way, Tosus does not say it in these words, the other Rishonim do. How do we know that Adam are Naman and they have amigo? From what Bath and what Masechet? I mean, if I use the word migo, the odds are what Masechet? Yes, very good. Stubo, Yud Ches, Amud Beis in the Mishnah. Ha'edim sha'amru k'sav yadeinu huzeh. There's a shtar. Remember, a shtar is only valid if it has kiyum, meaning you authenticate the signatures. So the edim come to the court, there's a shtar, they come to the court and say, taka, these are signatures. But it's not a valid shtar because you're forced to sign falsely or you're katana or you're psulim. Harel nemanim, they're believed to be mevatel the shtar. Migu, they could have said it's not our signatures. They're believed to say that it is our signature, but it's a puzzle shtar. However, if there's other proof that authenticates the signatures, then they're not nemanim because they don't have migu anymore. Okay, so we see that Adam have amigo and Yochesim and Beis in the Mishnah Ksuvas, and that's a Mishnah. Not, you know, an Amora who came afterwards who they can disagree with. So why don't the second Adam always win? Because they have amigo. Okay, so Tosfos gives how many answers?
Well, actually, couldn't you ask the reverse? If the whole thing is Tokadei Dibur, the first ones could go back and be Mavato, the second ones with the same Taina.
This is also assuming it's not all Tokadei Dibur. Meaning, it could be that when the Edom said, it could be, it's not Mokrach, when the Edom said Av Hosei and Shnei Chazaka, they said Tokadei Dibur, but the two pairs of Edom were not Tokadei Dibur of each other. That's only the Ramban's answer, the two pairs of Edom were Tokadei Dibur of each other. Tosos does not think that. He assumes one Ed testified at 5 o'clock and the other Ed testified at 6 o'clock. Why don't they have a Migo? How many answers did Tosos give?
Three. That was a trick question. Why was it
two?
Number two.
Two answers.
Either two or three, depending on whether you believe, remember we discussed this once, whether you believe who or who? Someone help me out?
The
Marsha or the Torah's time. Whether you believe Marsha or the Torah's time. I'm not sure which that's right, the postmodernist for. I haven't given that proper thought. My guess is neither, but one never knows. Right? I mean, actually, like, the Gemara has something in common with the postmodernists, but that's because the Gemaras are pre-modernists. So they have something in common in terms of what they're not. But I wouldn't make too big of a deal of that. So it's very important to remember that when people point out how Chazal are, you know, have different attitudes toward text, that doesn't mean they're postmodernists. That means they're pre-modernists. But that's not our topic now. So Tosfos has either two or three answers. Why? Because Tosfos by us has three answers connected. The first two are connected by the ode, the exact parallel Tosfos, almost exact parallel Tosfos in Bava Kamma has only two answers and there's no ode. Two of them are combined. And I would just like to say, okay, Tosfos there, Tosfos here. But the Marsha erases the Ode here and makes them all two answers, and the Torah's Chaim adds the Ode there and makes them all three answers, right? Here says Torah's Chaim, Bechenu betosos perikaskas abatim, add the Ode, and over here the Marsha says take out the Ode, Bechenu beperikuruba. Okay, but let us try to figure out what's going on. It's also said again, this little Hazar, we mentioned it on Daf. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and someone pointed out that Reb Nachum also makes that connection. Although he might be saying it a little different than, I'm not sure. He's saying it, he certainly starts out saying it a little different than I was trying to say. Maybe it ends up the same. But Reb Nachum definitely says this here. What is Tosa saying? So Tosa has one answer, which is called the Re. Right? One answer is the answer of the Re. That's Tosa's last answer. And that's a very psychological, this is not. That's a very psychological, technical answer.
And the Reis is the same answer in Tosfos in Bava Kamma. So, Lama Ein Maminim Lekat Hashkia Mitram Migdo. So, Tosfos says, don't say Migdo, they could have been Maz in the first half. No, no one wants to be Maz in the first half. So, if I'm Maz in the first half, then you could be Maz in me and I could end up losing money. Just say that Possum first half, we got to lose some. So, so why not have a migo? So the re, I know the reason at the end of our Tosfos, at the beginning of the Kama, Odom Ridol Shach, migo the Ein Dash Neim Shavah. You can't say migo two people, psychological. The point of migo is if you're a liar, it's what it said the better one. No, that's only true for one person. For two people, it's hard to coordinate your stories. It's hard to have Dash Neim Shavah. And I even say, no, an ideal two people will just get together and plot everything out properly. But it's hard for two people to agree. Two people might be liars, so why didn't they say the better line? Because they couldn't agree on coordinating their stories. Ein das shneim shaveh, umar sheyirtze, ze liton lo yiton ze. It's hard to coordinate. It's hard to count on each other. Like one guy, say, if he was a liar, he was the best lie. Two guys, no, I want to say the best lie, but for some reason you don't. If it's a breakdown of communication, it's still a chiddush. He might have said, let two guys just put their heads together and act like one guy, but that's what he says. And she didn't say the exact words. They dash name shav mashiyir so with zeh lo yitom zeh. So one answer is the re. The re gives a psychological answer, which is the principle, the way the Achronim call it, ein migu bishnayim. You don't say migu with two people because we're choshes that they are liars. The reason they didn't say the better lie is because they couldn't agree on it.
When we talk about Idos being a Yakum number, that it's such a serious, we're saying that the MS of what happened is, according to what these people think, that situation versus a Taina, in which we're just kind of giving context to why this value is abating, to say that you have a Migo by establishing an MS is much bolder than. I mean, it sounds like Dari is giving a very weak answer.
You're giving a better answer. You're saying that.
Are you kidding? We're going to say amigo by Aegis?
Why not? If amigo is a proof, then why not?
I mean, we're saying that the amigo is enough. It's like we're going to establish what this Baldin claims exactly.
You've got Aegis here as well.
I mean, you might win with a Taina, but it's not like because of the Taina, so to speak. That's just the context of what you're saying.
No, the Migo doesn't change what your Taina is, it just makes you win with a Taina when you would have lost. I say Taina, I don't have enough evidence, but the Migo provides evidence. So I say Aegis, I don't have enough evidence to beat your Aegis, so the Migo provides evidence.
It gives evidence, but no one says that it's evidence like Yaakov Dabar, because then it would be Aegis.
You're saying Migo is not as strong as Aegis?
Obviously not.
Okay.
Dari is saying a weak thing.
Correct. Okay, fair enough. But Migo is not as strong as Eidos, and therefore, but still, the first card had Eidos. The second card had Eidos plus Amigo. So why isn't that enough to tip the scales?
Certainly more than 100%.
I don't know. Meaning, why is 3 Eidos not better than 2?
Aha, okay, so that's exactly what Tulsa says, perhaps.
No, but the Re must disagree with that, because it's so obvious.
The Re must disagree with that, correct. The Re must disagree.
Why? He thinks that 3 Eidos is...
No, he thinks 3 Eidim is not better than 2 Eidim because it's all within the parsha of Eidim. But when you have 2 Eidim against 2 Eidim, they cancel each other out, and then the Migu has the ability to win. He's 3 Eidim versus 2 Eidim is a bigger proof versus a smaller, a bigger Eidus and a smaller Eidus. Those are equal. But an Eidus plus something else is better than an Eidus.
It's not just something else. It's an Eidus which would destroy the other.
Correct. Okay, let's let's come back to that in a moment. The Nirali says Tosos, the Migo Makam Edom Lo Arminan. You don't say Migo against Edom, meaning the Migo of the second cot loses to the Edos of the first cot. Va'od, originally it said Va'od, the Migo Lo Yuchal Lesayim Yos Mishne Edom. Migo can't be any better than adding another 2 Edom to them. Afilo Imam Meya Edom Ein Nemanim the Treka Meya. And even if they had 100 Edom, wouldn't help. Meaning, Migo plus Edom is certainly no worse, no better than Migo. Adem plus Adem is no better than Adem. Adem plus Migo is no better than Adem plus Adem. So you know what? The Adem plus Migo are 4 Adem. four edim are still stalemate with two edim. Now, why did the Marsha erase the ode? Says we don't say migu against edim.
What do you mean we don't say migu against edim?
Meaning the pshat is migu is weaker than edim. Who cares if migu is weaker than edim? After all, migu plus edim is better than edim. So therefore, he erased the ode. He says migu is less than edim, and if migu is less than edim, then migu plus edim is less than edim plus edim. And since edim plus edim wouldn't beat edim, neither does edim plus migu. Meaning migu is no better than edim. The Migo is actually a weaker than Adam, and therefore it can't work. So that's how the Tosos would be Marsha. Tosos in his second Teiros. And Tosos in his second Teiros, or Tosos in his first. And answer Lefi Marsha said, Migo plus Adam. Lo adif, make edim plus edim, and there's a rule called trei kameya, two edim are the equivalent of 100 edim, edim plus edim don't be edim. Basically, edim is the biggest beer. It doesn't get bigger than edim. So if you add bigger to edim, it's not going to help, because it's just like an edim to edim. Once you have two edim, that's yakum dover. A yakum dover versus a yakum dover, you can say a yakum dover twice, a yakum dover times 1.5, because maybe it was half as good as edim. A yakum dover twice, even 100 yakum dovers is still equal to one yakum dover, because once your yakum dover doesn't get higher. That was Tosa's second answer, and maybe that's part of what Yoni had in mind, or maybe it's something deeper in mind. The, however, our original Gersa has a vote.
Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Yeah. When we say migu b'mkom edim lo amrinan, aren't we saying that they're talking about the same subject? And the Migu says it's not his land, and the Edom say it is his land. But here we're talking about a personality critique. It's a different type of usage of the phrase.
But not really, because let's look at it this way. The first Edom say that that Reuven had Shnei Chazaka. The second Edom say Shimon had Shnei Chazaka. But the first Edom are also saying the second Edom are liars. And the second Edom are also implicitly saying the first Edom are liars. So you're right. Part of their Aegis is, but are even better. Even when it comes to whose land it was. Still, you have a Migu, even if it's an indirect Migu. Think about it this way. First two Edom come and say it's Reuven's land. Second two Edom come and say Shimon's land. They could have testified that the first Edom are Gazlonim and Shimon was there for Shnei Chazaka, and they would have been believed that it's Shimon's land. They had a way they could have been believed that it's Shimon's land. Just say two things. Shimon was there for the years of Chazaka, and the first Edom are Gazlanim. Or if Shimon's already in the land, they could have just said the first Edom are Gazlanim, and then if Shimon's already in the land and no one has any Chazaka, it would have worked. Or in our case, forget it. In our case, he had Edus Avos, right? They could have said Edus Avos, they don't have to say Shnei Chazaka. So Edus Avos and the other Edom are Gazlanim. So they, with this Migu, they could have actually given Shimon the land by saying the first Edom are Gazlanim. Given him the land indirectly by possibly Reuven's Edom. So they could have given Shimon the land by saying Reuven's Edom are Gazlanim. They should be believed to give Shimon the land by saying Shimon had Shnei Chazaka. Seems to work to me. Give me a second, Ozzy. But let's just forget the Marsha for a moment here. Tosfos, in his first Teiros, Lefi, the Torah's Chaim. The Torah's Chaim is Torah's Chaim is, I think, Avraham Chaim Shor. Oh, we don't learn Hilchos Shechita and Smicha anymore. Anyone here was ever in Smicha when they learned Hilchos Shechita? Remember the Sefer Tzvur Thor, a very basic book on Hilchos Shechita, the Simcha Daf, the papers on it. The so he wrote that, one of the most basic Svarim on Hilchos Shechita. Okay, Torah's Chaim, one of the early Rachronim. The Torah's Chaim, if you look on the side of the Rambam Kama, says, no, keep the vote. Yeah, he says, keep the vote in Bava Basra and put it in Bava Kama. Meiri says, leave it out in Bava Kama and take it out in Bava Basra. I like diversity. I would have just said, oh, keep those say different things during the sentence. But it doesn't matter. It's good enough for us. According to those Chaim, he puts in the vote. It's Migam Bacham Eidim. And besides that, as a different answer, the Eidim are not to be worth, Migam's not to be worth more than having extra Eidim. So what does he mean by migu makom edim? He says, migu b'makom edim. he can't mean that Migo is not as powerful as Adam, because there's Migo plus Adam against Adam. He can't mean that Migo plus Adam is no better than Adam because Trey Kamea, because then that's the next answer. So I started Nachum agreed with me here. I looked it up. All right, thank you. Chaim sent me the Marmako and I looked it up. So we looked up Rav Nachum inside here. And so you'll tell me if I'm lying. What's the svara? So what did Migu Makam Eidim mean? This seems to be a chiddush. Rav Nachum agrees with me that it's a chiddush. This is the hakir we had. Ein Migu B'makam Eidim means that if there are Eidim, we don't take Migo into account at all. Meaning, not that Migo is less powerful than Adam, because then it wouldn't be a different answer. Say Migo is less powerful than Adam, but why can't it add to the Adam to Topa scales? Ah, because Trey Kamea. No, you have to say that when there's Adam, we don't use Migo at all. We have a seyarti for yot of beaver. We have good beaver, we don't use semi-good beaver. We have semi-good beaver, we don't use poor beaver, etc. When we have Eden, we don't even come onto Migos in the first place. Because if we pass them with Eden, then we're not going to suffice with things with as far as like Migo. Since we have been finished, remember I used to actually explain maybe for the Rasha, a Migo among Eden on the top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Okay, well, enough confusing me. I feel a little better. Is that if you take the Rasha, didn't like the Svar at all. That's why he erased it. But if you take the idea that Amigo means Amigo just doesn't exist, but Malcolm Adam, we just don't have a rule of Amigo in the first place, then it makes sense. There are different answers. Number one, when there's Adam, we don't have a rule of Amigo in the first place. Number two, even if we want a rule of Amigo, the Amigo is no better than more Adam, and adding more Adam is not going to help you. Asi.
Maybe just add on a point session it depends also. Like, it would be weird to say that a Koach on Hayat has a Migo could apply to Eden, because...
Okay, hold that thought for a second.
And I guess on the Malad and Shakir side, like, it was totally... It's not just that once we have a higher level beaver, so lower level beaver would be, you know, not relevant, but it would totally defeat the entire, like, concept of Eden if we had this idea of Malad and Shakir by Eden.
Why?
Because the whole point is that once we have two Eden, you would assume, if we wanted to lie, we could have done something different. That would destroy the entire concept of Apis.
Why?
That we assume that two people are telling the truth at that time.
No, because normally you assume two people are telling the truth, so we don't need a body to attack here. Why do you not normally hear me and my data? Because I really don't need any. Because you tell them. And when I assume him, one of them are lying, and one of them is telling the truth, and Nico's a good way of being the barber, which is the lying pair, which is the truth telling pair.
Yeah, but then that fundamentally includes. But once you can have Amigo by Aedas, that uproots the entire concept of Aedas.
I don't know why. We trust them, but if there's Hachashta, then we don't know which is the liars. And Migo tells us which is the liars.
Yeah, just because there's Hachashta to be Aedas, it doesn't mean that you could not, like you could, in theory, apply in the back of our mind that every single case of Aedas, you could say they could have lied and said something different. And maybe it would have been even more compelling, but even more.
I don't see how it undermines.
I mean, the whole idea of Aedas not assuming Malad and Shakir.
Because you don't need to, because you only believe Aedas, and they don't need a reason to believe them.
I mean, that's not that we don't need to, is that it fundamentally rejects that idea.
I'm not convinced. But your thing is that we have a far why they're not lying, it undermines the idea that we normally trust them and think they're not lying sound.
If it's 100% MS, unless we're relegating it to say it's not 100%.
No, it's 100% MS, unless there's a chasha when it's 50%. And once there's 50%, then we need other svaras to figure it out, like Migo.
So then if you would win with the Migo, you wouldn't be winning Mitzah Avis. Meaning, you wouldn't
actually win. Because who's telling the truth and who's lying? The liars are our puzzle, and the truth tellers are left.
So the Migo's never going to be able to get you back to the 100% that we know it.
Yes, it is. Because through the Migo, we tilt the scale, and we say, these are the liars, they're puzzle, and we kick them out. Once you keep that, you're left with pristine Avis. Doesn't bother me.
Wait, but that's a totally different meaning. That's an assuming that Migo can, the Vadai, say that other people are liars, which that's an even bigger thing.
Migo, as the Vade says, a lot of things. Okay. But not so crazy.
would they then be puzzle ledus for all other eduyos, etc.?
Yes, because they only two come to edim against them. It just tilts the scale. Once you tilt the scale, now one ed becomes a puzzle, one ed becomes kosher, and then the rest is history. Okay, but I want to go back to the first thing Ozzy said. In the Ramban and the Rashba here, the Rashba here has four answers. By the way, the Torah Chaim has a, it doesn't prove anything, but the Rashba's evidence for the Torah Chaim as opposed to Marashah, because he brings the three answers, those are three separate answers, not two answers. And it doesn't have the law of the Marashah, the Marashah, so I'm talking about those, not about the Rashba. But at the very least, once you impress it, that the Rashba clearly has, you know, right, the Rashba clearly has three separate answers, which proves it could be three answers. So yeah, it makes you have a little more sympathy for the Torah's Chaim that there are three answers. But what's interesting, the Rashba has four answers. His first answer is also found in the Ramban. He got it from his Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ramban and the Rashba here, their first answer is something else. Let me read it. I'll read it from both of them. Says the Rashba, you ready? Yesh lomar de'edem lo mehemni b'migu tfeimi mai b'mehemni b'torah se'dusan. Adam don't get more mnemonists from Migu than they normally had. Okay, stop now. And since there are bonds, love Christian, Adam or Migu, but Adam or Migu, Yosef, Rashi, Migu, and Torah, Misho, Migu. You don't give them more mnemonists to Migu. Now, what's he saying? He's not saying don't give Adam and Migu because they're Adam on the other side. That would be Migu, Muk of Adam, or Trey Kamea. That's his other answer. Rashi clearly saying then he gives those three answers. He's saying something different. Before, he's not saying Amidu B'Shnayim. That's his other answer. He then gives the other three answers, including like that. But these answers, if you look at, you know, says the reading, there's never Migu B'Edim. Says the other answer, Tostos. Maybe it could be Migu B'Edim, although I can't think of a case where it's relevant, but not against other Edim. It's also there against other Edim, right? Says the Ramban and the Rashba, their first tables. Ramban and Rashba in their first. In their first answer, the Ramban only has two answers. The Rashba has four. He has everything. They say, "Ein omrim migu be'edim," meaning, "Ein omrim migu lehamin edim." Nothing to do with what they're against. You don't say migu to be mamin edim. Why do you say migu hamin edim? What does he say his first thing before it? Don't they? And maybe this is what Yoni's intuition was. No, Migu is for a Baal Dover. You don't say Migu to say, oh, Adam have been modest? Adam are 10 out of 10. Yeah, but with the Migu, they're 11 out of 10. You don't say Migu for Adam. Why might you not say Migu for Adam? What? Yeah, they go back to the Hakir of Kochataina, right? Why might you not say Migu for Adam? They don't say. They just say, you don't say Migu Laham and Adam. They're against the Mishnah Ksuvah. They'll have to deal with that. They're against a few Gemaras and Mishnais. They do deal with it. I just haven't read that part yet. There's no mystery. You don't say Migu Laham in Edom. Migu's only for a Baal Dover. Migu's only for a Baal Dover, not for Edom. Why is Migu only for a Baal Dover, not for Edom? Not because they were two people. That's a different answer than Rashba. That's a technical psychological problem. Because maybe it depends how you look at Migu. If Migu is a psychological proof that they're telling the truth, then maybe that's shaykh to everyone. Normally, Adam don't need it because we believe that Baal Dover do need it, but sometimes it can help Adam also. If you say Migu is a psychological proof they're telling the truth, then maybe that could help. But if you say that Migu is a Kohataina, no, Migu is not. Who says Migu is a proof you're telling the truth? Who said you could have thought of a better time? Who said you're a liar instead of a better time? Maybe liars don't necessarily know which time to say. Maybe liars have all kinds of reasons why they lie, that, you know, there's so many random reasons for why they pick their lie that you can't prove what they would have said. Not all liars say the best lie. So it's not psychological proof. Rather, call it a tie now. No. When you come into court and you have two balei din, each one has the koach and their best tie now. If so, that's only a rule that was said for balei din. It was never said for, this is Micha with the Hatsad shell Kohataina. If you say Migu is a psychological proof you're telling the truth, well, how are you going to fight Adam also? Unless you want to pull a re and say that, no, by two people, their psychology is hard to fathom. Or you want to say, well, if they're against Adam, then it's not going to help. But give me a second. But if you're looking for time, no, that's a specific rule for Bali Din. The Shayach Davka Le Bali Din Velo Le Aiden. Bali Din have a din, have this din of Kochatayna, but Aiden do not have this din of Kochatayna. And maybe that's what they mean. This is very mefurish in a different Rabban. The Rabban is 2 days. The Rabban in Kedushin also is 2 days. The Rabban in Kedushin is super mefurish this way. And it's very clear that it's even for Eid Echad, you don't say Migul. Right? Not because there are two people like the Reed. And don't even say, oh, because they're so mammon that they don't need a Migul. No, even for Eid Echad. What does the Rabban say is the case? The case is that if a father says he married off his daughter, I'll get this one day in the Gemara there, then he's believed. Because it's beating us happy with such blessed sex. They're responsible for his belief. But if he says he was Shmuyish, he's captured by God, and then it's possible to go, he's not believed. So he says, ah, why not believe him when he says she was Shmuyah? Migo, he could have said, I was Makadish her to a Mamzer. If he was Makadish her to a Mamzer, she'd be possible to Kuna. So why not say that? I mean, technically, yes, Makadish her and be Machmish her to a Chopa, but he also said that. It's called Sati. It's right, if he married her to a Mamzer, she'd be possible to Kuna. So why is me Naman say she's a Fuya? Migo, he could have said, I married her to a Mamzer, because it's very clear, it's speaking of Sati, like Shadet. He's Naman to say to any person, just pick any Mamzer in town, say, I married her to this Mamzer. And then he'd be Emma. So he's a Migo, we should believe him, he's a Shuya. So his first answer is the technical answer. Dilma Lamashal is Sunisui. No, the Xeris of Custody's Demonus is only for whether or not she's married, not for her status for Kahuna. They have to go meet him in the first place because he wouldn't do Emma and say he married her to Lamansar. Okay, his second answer is more fundamental. Inami, lowering the Migo in Muni Isha Hirmash in a Biyado. No, we don't say Migo to believe someone when they testify about someone else. And something they couldn't have done. The Eidos, because that's Eidos. No, when a father says something about his daughter, that's Eidos. That's not about daughter. That's suing him for his daughter. That's Eidos about his daughter. We don't believe it. Ain't the Eidos been Migo, the Yahweh, or Haki, or Haki, they have an Eidos, no will of Migo, because you could have said this, you're never going to say that. Now, here it's talking about one person, it's not even talking about Ishne Eidos. No, whenever you talk about someone else, that we get her Eidos. We get her Eidos, there's no din of Migos. This also works for the Rabban in Kedushin. It's also one day. You'll say the Ramban will go something about this. After all, you have 2 answers here and you have 2 answers there. But the Ramban is very clear, and over there is even clearer. In Eidos, you don't say the rule of Migu that you say this. If you say that, you are Naman. That's only a rule for a Baldover, not a rule for Eidos. And what's been nice about the Ramban Kedushin is not to say, oh, it doesn't apply to Eidos because of psychology or because of unique status of Shnei Nachman Dover. No, it doesn't apply to anyone talking about other people, because talking about other people is called Eidos. Once you're talking about other people, that's called Eidos. And by Eidos, we don't have a rule of Migo. Only by Valdavra, we have a rule of Migo. And again, I think this works very well for the idea Ozzy wants to say somehow, no, especially my Shnayim Eidim, because Shnayim Eidim Yochum Dover means that Dir Nemonis is inherent and not based on other Svaras. Their Rabban Kedushin is not saying that, at the very least. Their Rabban Kedushin is saying, even if it's not Shnei Eidim, even if it's just a guy talking about his daughter, still, I'm giving, and it's not really Eidim, I'm calling it Eidim because it's talking about someone else instead of yourself. It's not your court case, it's your talking about other people. Once you're talking about other people, we don't bring the rule of Migo.
We could tie in the Rui, actually, and make it a little bit less psychological, because it's interesting that his reasoning is that two people won't make the same Migo time necessarily. The Daitan is not Java. That's after the whole strength of Eidos, that you have two people who are not like each other who are saying the same thing, testifying that same story. So even though he's making like a he's making a psychological observation about Migo.
You want to make it a little more inherent.
Yeah, meaning that's how you could also bring in the what's it called, the not just call it a title.
Okay. I hear your title. Again, not for the Rabbanic condition. And this ties into the famous Migo Chakira. I see that our time is running out, even though we had one more Indian that we want to discuss, but in 1 minute we're not going to cover it. Okay, it's a very short Indian. What I want to talk about next time, Amir Tzashem, is you'll forgive me, just this, it's Rav Huna Rav Chisda is very, very fascinating. You could actually spend a month on Rav Huna Rav Chisda if you so desired. I mean, in Eon fashion, it's a month on everything that ties into Rav Huna Rav Chisda. But I want to finish number three, right? It's obvious to you, Chaim, that I got through 1 and 2 and not 3. You don't even have to ask.
Thank you.
But I want to briefly talk about number 3, which is really just the Ha'ara B'Alma.
not a sugya. And then I want to talk a little bit about Rav Chista, which is a little off the daf here, but I think very, very important and is going to tie in very, very strongly to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph as well. So that's our plan for next time, Mir Tzashem, to look into Rav Huna and Rav Chista. And then the year after, we'll go like during the Gemara. Okay. Any questions, of course, feel free.
Yeah, just to... I think you've answered something about it. It's talking about blocking. What I would like to say is the idea of who that's about to make it coming, the idea of